This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Helfand. On a day that honors American civil rights icon Martin Luther King Jr., his eldest son has condemned the inaction of U.S. lawmakers on voting rights. Speaking in Washington, D.C. on Monday, Martin Luther King III said he was marking the federal holiday named for his father, but he wasn't there to celebrate. Instead, he said he is calling on Congress and President Joe Biden to pass the sweeping legislation that would help ease Republican-led voting restrictions passed in at least 19 states that make it more difficult to cast a ballot.
We must keep the pressure on and say no more empty words. Don't tell us what you believe in. Show us with your votes. History will be watching what happens tomorrow. Black and brown Americans will be watching what happens tomorrow.
Republican Senator Tim Scott countered by accusing Democrats of labeling his party members as racists. China has canceled plans to sell tickets to the public for the Winter Olympics in Beijing. This as the number of COVID-19 cases in the country reached its highest point since March 2020. Organizers said last year there would be no international spectators at the Games, partly due to China's weeks-long quarantine requirements, but they had promised to allow domestic audiences. Those plans were scrapped Monday as China reported 223 new infections just 3 weeks before the Winter Olympics are set to open. New Zealand and Australia have sent military surveillance flights to assess the damage caused by a huge undersea volcanic eruption in Tonga. Communications with the Pacific Island nation have been limited since Saturday's eruption. This is VOA News.